Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Youth Speaks. Boses ng kabataan, ating pakinggan.
Kamakailan lamang ay nagkaroon ng pinakamataas na registration ng overseas voters dito sa Australia. At marami sa mga iyon ay mga international students na nag-aaral dito. Para sa ating Youth Speak segment ngayong linggo, ating makapanayam sila Jel Solueta, Job Sauler at si Sofia Marana na kapwa mga international students dito. Para simulan ang ating usapan, bakit nga ba importante para sa inyo ang bumoto?
First and foremost, as a Filipino citizen, part yun ang right natin, right to vote. And it's also taking on a bigger responsibility. And also, it legitimizes that our political system is functioning, that yung democracy lives on and intact.
Because technically, di ba, we are a democratic government. And in that sense, like what Jel said, once you turn 18 years old, technically it's also a right for you to vote, but also it's a responsibility. So hindi lamang siya isang karapatan, but also isa siyang responsibilidad na magdidikta sa kakahinatnan ng bansa sa darating na panahon.
Ayun nga, nabanggit niyo na ang pagbabota ay isang karapatan, pero kahit na nasa Australia ka na, bakit naisipan mo pa rin na proactively na lumapit sa embahada at magrehistro?
Yeah, I think kasi there's, let's say we can have an argument saying that, oh, if you are an overseas Filipino citizen, then you might not be well attuned to what's happening in the Philippines. And so therefore, what happens in the Philippines may not be directly applicable to you. But then to counter argue that, right, and what has been said thus far is that, you know, as Filipinos overseas, we still have that responsibility and we still hold our Filipino citizenship. So even if we're not in the Philippines, we would still be affected by the decisions made by our representatives.
Hindi porket you're in a better place or in a better position now, but makakalimutan mo na yung may mga nangangailangan din back home. So parang yung responsibility mo as a social responsibility as well na rin siya. Parang it's not only for you but also for other people that you would like to have similar comfort or kind of development as well. Yung parang no one will be left behind, kumbaga.
Nabibring up natin yung responsibility in that sense na ang boto mo ay hindi lang isang boto. It's not just a count, but rather it's your voice. You take part in a government, you take part as a Filipino in a government wherein if there's something wrong that's happening in the government, that's your voice. Hindi, wala naman tayong kapasidad, we don't have that capacity to, you know, air our voice or our sentiments and then the leaders will just listen to them. Yung boses natin ay yung boto natin and dun pinapakita na you being a responsible citizen, you voice out your opinion, your sentiments by you voting.
Kapansin-pansin sa mga latest na ulat at mga statistics na dumadami ang mga registered voters na mga kabataan. Sa tingin nyo, bakit kaya?
The youth of today are being socially aware na. They are more concerned of what is really happening in the society. And that's a good point that they are being sensitive enough to know what is happening and they would like to contribute further on giving good position for the Philippines or giving a good development for the country. Parang ganun.
I think the current generation is using social media as a tool to really share their opinions and highlight the issues that's happening in the Philippines. And in a way, that's a good thing because then it allows people to talk about or to discuss what's going on. It adds relevancy and it also allows the youth, whether you know they're a bit younger and they might not be voting yet, or like the other around the older youth who are just about to vote, it allows them this opportunity to really learn more about the political system in the Philippines and what they can do as the future generation.
Nabubuhay tayo ngayon sa panahon ng teknolohiya at informasyon, pero nandyan din po lagi ang panganib ng misinformation. Gayon na lamang, marami po tayong mga fake news. Bilang kabataan at ngayong panahon ng halalan, ano yung magagawa mo para labanan ito?
Fact check, ganyan. But nowadays, you would see people na okay, it's good to fact check, but they're not leaning towards what's truth eh. Hindi na sila dun dumedepende na sila na what's in it for me. And you would see people in social media, you would see people who are about to vote for a certain candidate, but they tend to neglect character. They tend to neglect what's real, what's true. So para sa akin, kaysa makipagtalo, we just live the life na kinakailangan na align dun sa ating kandidato.
So personally, I think that being critical is something that's really important. So being open to listen to opposing views or views opposing to your own views is always a good thing. But at the same time, learning how to stand your ground, learning how to be firm in what you believe in, what your values are, your morals, is also really important.
Kung mapapansin nyo, hindi lang sa Pilipinas, kundi kahit sa mga parte ng mundo, hati tayong Pilipino pagdating sa politika. Bilang kabataan, anong masasabi nyo dito?
In the Philippines, kasi we're very divided now when it comes to elections, when it comes to Dilawan, to Pink, to Red, to DDS, you know, we tend to put labels. But people tend to forget that at the end of the day, we're Filipinos, period. We're not Dilawan, we're not DDS, we're not supporter of BBM. But at the end of the day, we're just Filipinos. And that's the reason why we should vote, that's the reason why we should fight for Philippines.
Yes, I agree with Joe that at the end of the day, we are Filipinos and we would like something better for the Philippines. And I think it's really good to have a critical mindset when discerning who the leader that we're going to vote, and that like Sophia, dapat open up to conversations and even casual conversations with friends who are have dissenting views as well. I think we should be open to conversations, to hear about the sentiments of each and everyone. But at the end of the day, it is also essential that embody the leader that you would like to be represented.
Sa isang pangungusap lang, ano yung may papayo mo sa current registered voters at para dun sa mga nagbabalak na magrehistro para sa mga susunod na halalan?
For the future voters, I think you have to really discern on it and vote wisely naman.
One sentence, youth voters, tayo ang pag-asa ng bayan.
Who you vote for is someone who you would actually show your morals and your values in life.
Ayan, sana natuwa kayo sa diskurso ng ating mga kabataan pagdating sa politika at kung bakit mahalaga ang inyong boto sa darating na halalan. Yan at marami pang isyu ang ating tatalakayin dito lang sa Youth Speaks. Tutukan ng mga susunod pang mga topics. Ako po ulit si David De Los Reyes para sa SBS Filipino.
Youth Speaks. Boses ng kabataan, ating pakinggan.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.